Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what do you think will be different in front of us? What will the world look like? What will your life look like in 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or maybe even two? What are we thinking for? What are we looking for? What are we aspiring to? And maybe we're in a time where we have to shift gears a lot. Maybe we're working on old gears. And so let's think about what we need to, you know, change. But, and to help us do this, let's not think that we have to do it all by ourselves, because we have help. Help from the angels. And the angels are back. They're going to help us. And to help the angels help us is our friend who speaks with the angels, Adria Esterbu. Adria, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you so much.
So we're so happy to have input from, let's say, from minds that are different from ours in the way that so many of us are still holding on to a life that we've known and would like to get back to, maybe, at least in some ways, and make better in other ways. But just how? What are ways that the angels can help us look at life?
Yeah, it's so different now. And the angels have, this is pretty new. The angels just in the last 2 months, I would say, have begun to speak a lot about a really new way of creating what we want. So since all the old structures have been dismantled, energetically speaking, they're really talking a lot about coming into a formless space they call the void that has everything, unlimited potential. And what do you really want is the question that comes back to us. And not just the same thing that we've had kind of in our mind for the last 20 years, you know, maybe a certain kind of partnership or a certain kind of career breakthrough or certain kind of house. But really, if you come back to the wide open slate of unlimited, it's fine if you come back to the same conclusion. Okay, no, that's really still what I want. But really? You haven't changed in 20 years. So they're challenging me with this too. Think bigger. What if you really were unlimited? Would you stay with the same set of kind of trying to maybe repair what structures broke in the last year?
Right, or but maybe there'll be more structures broken in the near future too.
Yeah, that seems...
We don't know.
It seems certainly possible.
Yeah. We don't know the future of our economy. It might fall apart. We don't know. It could prosper like it has been. A lot of people think it's hard to keep it going. I think there has to be new ways of approaching everything. Even the health field hasn't supported us in recent times and doesn't have as many answers anyway as we'd like. And so there's so many facets. What about the media? How much do we trust the media anymore? What can we use it for to believe in or not? What are the avenues that we have to work from to create new? Because many of those, a lot of us are thinking, well, we'll just get back to as much of normal as possible and then take steps from there. But maybe the normal will keep on deteriorating in front of us. And we will be forced to invent new opportunities in life in ways that society doesn't remember. Because, and I'm thinking back to the to ancient times, and maybe it was never great, but the Taoists certainly were idealists about how we could all function from a creative state. And a and not need the societal standards that we've gotten used to. And maybe we are coming into a time mentally, consciously, that we really will have newer abilities, newer clarity, newer awarenesses that have better discernment. So how can the angels plug into those ideas?
Yeah, let's ask them. Let's ask them to speak, and they'll let us know who's speaking. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So coming consciously to what you want is the most important formula or recipe here. It's not so complicated, but it does take conscious choice. If you're trying to go backward just to like treading water or come out of survival mode and to relax now for a while, all right. But understand if you unconsciously then are just trying to rebuild a building that just got demolished, maybe you should pay attention. Why did it get demolished in the first place? And could you rebuild a different kind of structure that's going to be more appropriate in the new era? And by new era, we mean new energies, new ways of being that are open for all of humankind here now, that we're not open, just a few years past. So if you're going to unconsciously just keep recreating the old ways of being and not notice how much is newly open to you in your awareness and your abilities, you likely will have some wake-up calls from your angels, from your guides that say, no, don't rebuild the same broken tower. You can have anything. Are you sure you just want the same one? So we do urge you to be very, very conscious about your choices in this year. What is it that you really want? And think not small, not survival, but think wide. What is it you want for humanity? What is it you want for yourself? Because you can have that now in ways you could not just not so long ago.
And maybe it'll be easier to think this way as we try to rebuild and find that there's so many ways now that are blocked, that, you know, there's too much strife going on, too much opposition to everything around us, and that it's just not as easy to get things done. Even, for instance, I'm just thinking in the Northeast that housing has had such a boom that lumber is almost, the price for lumber has gone sky high. So you can't build things the same way. Mm. And you can't buy stoves and refrigerators so easily anymore, because there's so much demand. So there have been a lot of breakthroughs in new technologies, new building technologies, new ways of creating structure and walls and that don't take lumber. And what can we, you know, maybe we really need to start thinking about, you know, building a society that's not so based on stripping down nature.
Mm, love that. Yes, this is Ariel. You know, let's use this building a new house as an example here. So maybe yourself 5 or 10 years ago, it was really important to you just to have a house or to have a house of a certain size or in a certain location. And maybe you got very specific about whether it was on a lake and how many windows were facing which direction, that kind of thing. But anyway, it was a little bit defined in terms of a structure that's a commonplace. What if now, if you were thinking about moving or thinking about building a house, you thought about what kind of house would sustain the planet for longer, or what kind of house would my children's children want to live in, or what kind of house would really bring me joy? So ask some different types of questions of yourself to get at this new answer from yourself. There's new yearnings here, like spring trying to bud out, try to burst forth from you. But the habit is so strong to do things the same measured way. And we're urging you to consider, what if instead of a house, you thought about a village? What if you started to think about involving other people in your creation of life? And what if you started to think from different angles and different viewpoints that were so much more harmonious to your way of life? So absolutely, that's a good example. What appears to be a constraint in many times, like lack of traditional lumber, might be a window here, an opportunity to throw the whole blueprint out and say, wait a minute, what is a house? Why do I even want one? Well, and then you could have some very, very surprising answers for yourself.
These are domes of, in some way, that house communities. And maybe, who knows? But I'm also thinking of, there aren't as many safe places to live anymore. There are too many, like in California, there are too many wildfires in areas that are floodplains, you know, or sea level with too many severe hurricanes, for instance. There are so many threats to our environment now that we also have to consider.
And let's take this wider. This is Ariel. You know, the focus for so many people has shifted to housing in this year as the answer to stability, instability in an unstable time. But if what you really want is a sense of peace and security and stable, is there another way for the universe to offer that to you and quite instantly without any certain dollar amount in your bank account? So looking wider too at why do I want this thing? And is there something else that could offer me an even greater sense of security and comfort? These are very important questions, even for practical decisions.
We want to find caves to live in, large caves that we can house communities. Who knows? I mean, we don't know structurally what can sustain us. Without it, you know, again, without it stripping the planet of its resources, and also water is going to be a shortage in many places, and you know, so there's so many questions that I think we can't answer individually. We have to find communities that can work together to answer these.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot more fun than trying to do it on our own, right?
I don't know that we can.
But I also feel like what the angels were hinting at there is, you know, different states of contentment that come up in meditation or other things. That maybe it's not a house that's going to give it to you. And maybe it's recognizing that, yeah, there really isn't a structure, an external structure that's going to give me safety or stability. But maybe there are ways to attain that or experience that.
And depends what the climate is like too. If it's too severe, then we are going to need structures or that involve cooling air or heating that we wouldn't have otherwise, that would endanger our health. So we don't know, because we don't know what the world is going to look like in a year and 2 years and 3 years from now. In for so many reasons, it could be a lot of health issues that we, you know, that are unforetold, you know, that have to do with autoimmune diseases cropping up because of the great amount of stress that the planet has been under. And, you know, and then how do you resolve autoimmune diseases without calling on the pharmaceutical industry? And so we're looking for, you know, breakthrough technologies that can, you know, that the public will be allowed to know.
But here we would say, this is Ariel, you know, don't be a consumer of these things. What potential futures might be thrust upon me? But instead, what would I like to create and other people who want to join with me? Yes, for new kinds of pharmaceuticals or new kinds of housing or new kinds of anything. Don't wait for some fear-based possibilities that what might occur or not occur to prompt you into action. Think now of the highest and best you could imagine for the planet, for yourself, and start walking towards that. That's how you take possession again of your own life into hope and joy instead of cowering in fear, waiting to see what might fall on your head.
Well, I think many of us have to be role models of new and different. And, you know, I've never been a pharmaceutical person. I've always been holistic and know so many holistic opportunities that I would love to spread the word more about and help people, you know, live more wholly. Could be, you know, eat better. There's so much junk food being promoted in the media. And but there are more and more people interested in organic and sustainable farming, etc. That, you know, there's opportunity there. It'd be nice to live close to sustainable farms.
Yeah. Farmers market's the highlight of my week every week. It's one of the most stable things on my calendar. Like I won't budget for almost anything.
Good. And I'm sure out in Arizona you have a lot of good farmers markets.
Yeah, we do.
And we have some in New York that are good. You know, and so it's really about fostering so much holism. And I think that is an answer. I don't think we have to invent new about that.
Yeah. Joining hands with other people feels like things that are around co-creation, collaboration, sharing. The angels received this word a few days ago, encirclement. So if you're joining to create something with other people, then it creates like a circle of energy that's then shared. So it's a stronger kind of co-creation energy.
But let's believe that there are going to be energies hitting us on this planet that will aspire us, you know, influence us to feel that way and to behave much more in encirclement, you know, and finding, you know, the right like-minded people who can work together.
Yeah.
And I'm optimistic that the rise in consciousness will help us identify each other better.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Sounds like new. Yeah.
But you sent me something in writing earlier that had to do with the angels telling us that, you know, we do have to know that we can't think in the box without going backward.
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Absolutely. So again, it's about conscious choice. So if you really were to look at, okay, I have unlimited choice here, and yes, I choose to recreate exactly what I had last year, then we'll support that. We're not saying everyone has to change. But when it's unconscious, it comes into problems here. That's where people feel this need to shake others and say, hey, wake up, what are you doing? We just got rid of those old power over dynamics and so on. Don't recreate them, please. If each of us have access to unlimited, there's no need to steal from anyone else or to be more powerful or less than anyone else. When everyone has unlimited, then it's just a matter of creativity and fun of who do you want to join with for your pieces of creation.
So it's new ideas of sharing that we haven't really had a society like that in a way that there are enough people who don't need to compete with each other.
Yeah.
And so much of it is ego. You know, so we're so formed by childhood, by conditioning, and in this world, by the media, that more is better, and you know, rich is good, and for what purpose? Because now we see that so many of the rich people on this planet haven't shared.
This race to be the best. I mean, what is that? Like, what if the room with 20 people in it and everyone was the best at just something slightly different? Why is someone supposed to be the best? It doesn't make any sense all of a sudden.
I love that. Right, right. Yeah, how do we identify each other in glorifying each other?
Yeah.
Not, you know, trying to be better than each other. That's wonderful. So I like that the angels are pushing us to think outside of the box, and actually saying the box isn't there anymore.
Yes, that's felt a little disconcerting. For those of you who are feeling unnerved, there's a reason. The old structures aren't there. It feels different and new.
And I think more and more of it will feel like it's not solid anymore, to the point yes. where we realize we can't depend on it. Yeah. And we have to figure out what to depend on. And all we can really depend on is the next inspiration. But we haven't learned that. You know, we've learned to fall back on what authority is telling us, and who are the power brokers, and let them lead the way. And they've been lying. Many of them have been lying to us for a long time now.
And where we create from, you know, either collectively or individually, is this gorgeous, unlimited void space. We all have access to that. So we don't need money or power in some external sense to get there. So it's a new way of looking at the world, where suddenly each human is so empowered.
But let's trust serendipity and synchronicity to give us the direction that we need, rather than trying to force it with our egos or our conditioned minds.
Yeah, and if you're not sure yet what you want to create, what the angels have been saying lately is great. Spend more time in the formless and the void. Meditate there, enjoy just flirting with looking at the unlimited possibilities until you just feel so motivated, moved to create something. You don't have to start running to just create. Wait until you feel that.
I love that. No, that's really, we do have to get to that place each in ourselves where we are mindless, where we don't know, and we accept that we don't know, and go, now what? And then just wait.
Yes.
And let what show up.
Yeah,
in its own form and its own magic, and believe that there's magic in life and the universe. How do the angels feel about that?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yes, you know, it's a period of adjustment now, but ultimately when you come into this way of expressing from the unlimited or without a form or a structure to it, this means like those superheroes in movies, not literally, but conceptually, if you can pour yourself into any dimension, into any form, any shape, you can have it all. You can have anything you like. So yes, it is magical. It doesn't look like on the outside, like a superhero movie, but from our perspective, in the interior sense of human development here, you are becoming magical beings, absolutely.
Wow, I'm so inspired by that, because it's like, you know, it's saying, you know, stop trying to know yourself in any old way, and just allow change to flow in a way that you can trust.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. So you talk to angels just about every day, right?
Most days, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like me with my intuition. There are days where I'm just in the normal world. No, that's not true, because I feel my way through life. I just feel the vibes, and I you know, I know that I'm not forcing anything. I'm allowing the sense of flow to come to go to work through me, to make choices according to the vibes, not according to my mind. My mind recognizes the vibes. But then again, there's another part of intuition that has to do with actually hearing words from my guides and instructions and all that kind of stuff that is much more cerebral.
I would say for those people who feel like, oh, well, just because she, you know, where does that leave me? Well, she can talk to angels. That's great for her. And I would say, follow your joy. That's what the angels say a lot is, it's a really good barometer in these new, in this new era, these new times, is what lights you up with joy, because joy is that expression of your individuality in motion. You know, what is it for you that brings joy?
And feel what you love in life and just flow with that. And then who knows what that, what blossoms from that.
It's so innocent and so powerful. It's really, yeah. It's not Pollyanna. It really is very, very powerful. Maybe it's also Pollyanna, but
well, that's,
it works.
Yeah. Right. But we're moving into that time of higher frequencies where we should be expecting life to be more magical.
Yes. I hope so.
So we're getting near the end of the show, Adria Estrabu, and you have Wing Sound.
Yes, wingsound.com is my website, WINGSOUND.
Great.
Lots of recordings and workshops and things coming up for the summer.
That's good. I'm so happy you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks for being back on Energy Stew.
My pleasure.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.